You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
And old man winter is tightening his Arctic grip.
But snow what? We'll get you ready for winter weather.
We'll debunk some fireplace myths.
And we'll check down small steps we can take now to make a big difference in our heating bills.
So curl up by the fire.
It all happens next on my Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
No way you're inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
That's me slamming the papers down. You love the Snow Way.
I do love Snow Way.
Yeah. It's cute.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is cute.
I feel as though that's a compliment to me as well as the saying.
I don't even know what to do with that.
That's what I did.
You know what?
I played a little game and with my my brain just went there and I'm like, you know what? I'll take that as like my essence being complimented.
Well, fortunately, we're going to
learn.
We're going to learn some tips on energy savings today so I can save some of my energy being frustrated at you taking acceptance of a compliment for a phrase.
And then you can sing one of my favorite songs ever.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
Holy Mother of God.
Yeah?
I don't know.
You're not going to.
I don't know what's going to happen.
All right. We don't have to sing the song, but we're going to talk about fireplace myths.
Yes.
We are. There's a lot of common myths about fireplaces. And, you know, we want to make sure you guys are safe. And we want to make sure that you guys enjoy your fireplaces, too.
Yes.
And then when your fireplace friends come over, people that have them or don't, or you know, that are haters
or
lovers.
I have a circle on Google Plus for my fireplace friends. What are you talking about?
Do you really?
No one does.
Do you know there are a lot of people that are like fireplace haters, and then there's
fireplace
lovers.
Aficionado friends, the people who like them.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there are fireplace
haters.
They
don't have to be a circle on Google Plus.
They could totally be a circle on. I bet there's like a Facebook page for fireplace haters.
Oh, there's a Facebook page for everything.
There's a Facebook page.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a Facebook
everything.
Page for your phrase there, whatever that was.
Well, and
Snow Way.
Snow White. So
2,311,000 people like this phrase.
I bet they do.
I bet they do, too.
Yeah, I'm going to have a circle on Google Plus just for the Snow Way friends.
Oh, good. All one of us will be in there, and that's because I have to go in it.
You have to. It's a requirement by marriage. No, but, you know, saving money on energy bills is such an important thing. And, you know, we think about it more, I guess, this time of year than we do any other time of the year. I don't know why, but it's just a very popular topic.
It's because the windows are drafty. It's because you're writing the check now for the energy you're using.
Well, you know, a lot of people spend money on energy in the summertime trying to cool their house down, too. So I don't know.
Let's do this same segment in the summer. We'll just replay it.
We'll just do all the opposites. All the opposite things to do.
That's right.
In the summertime. I can't wait to do that. It's like I'm so excited. I'm going to mark my calendar right now.
Oh, that's going to be the best segment ever.
Ever.
We will announce it every hour on Facebook
and
Twitter.
Yeah, but there are a lot of things that we do around the house to try to save money. And then there are things that we've learned, too.
Sure.
That we want to share with you
Simple
guys.
Simple common sense stuff.
You know, we don't want to be all alone on our Google Plus island of saving money. We want you to be in Google Plus with us of, like, money
savers. Our circle
savers.
Of energy saving friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to be money savers all together.
That's right. We'll be
because
rich.
Because you know what? It doesn't matter if you're a billionaire or if you, like, have nothing. You totally all... Everybody wants to get a deal. Everybody wants to save money.
That's why people are on Foursquare.
Except for that, that commercial on TV... Where is it Jimmy Fallon? He does like, who doesn't want to save money? And then the baby's like,
oh, yeah, some survey says
yeah.
everyone wants to save money except you. And then the baby throws a fire hydrant at him.
The baby doesn't want to save
hydrant,
money.
Hydrant extinguisher. Clang.
But speaking of Jimmy Fallon.
That's a great one.
I know. Our friends from Ask This Old House, they're celebrating their 10th anniversary of the show.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I saw this on Jeff Devlin's Facebook page.
You didn't see it on our Facebook page?
Well, I saw it before you put it up there.
Whatever. Tom and Kevin and Roger and Rich were all on, and they all did little projects with him.
How'd that go? Because I didn't see it.
You saw it, but you didn't see it?
I didn't have time to watch it.
Really? You don't have time to watch it?
I didn't have time to watch it. What do you want me to tell you?
You aren't really that like... You're not
I
friends,
still
then.
Like and respect them.
Whatever.
I didn't have time to watch.
I'm
going to
tell them that you.
All
don't,
right, now
don't
I'll
have time
go
for them.
And watch it, and then I'll write a thing on it. It'll take me 6 hours.
When we
longer.
See those guys in Orlando in a few weeks at the International Builder Show, I will totally tell them
yeah,
that you don't like
yes.
them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell Norm that I don't think he's a good carpenter because
Norm
I didn't
wasn't
watch
on
his
it.
Show.
He wasn't on it.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Rich, Roger, Tom, and
it
Kevin.
Ask This Old House,
right.
Not This Old House.
Right.
Difference.
Well, tell Norm the same thing. Throw me under the bus with him, too.
I'll just tell him you generally don't like him.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, because he deserves that.
He really does.
Nicest
so
guy
much.
On the planet.
They are super nice guys. And if you didn't see the clip, it was actually really cool. You can watch it online. Poor Kevin's project didn't work out for him, though.
Oh, that's a bummer. Technical difficulties.
But you know what? Kevin's such a sweetheart, though, that he smiled through the whole, like, disastrous thing.
Kevin is a pro.
And it wasn't him. It was the tool that didn't work out.
We have to take a break. That works out right now. We'll be back with more on my Fix It Up one. Listen to your beats, hear your pulse, he's got me
up. Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll.
That repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fypon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
It's an inconsequential job I work. They wouldn't know my name if it wasn't on my shirt.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my handsome husband, Mark.
That's right. I'm wearing a sweater.
You are wearing a sweater, which is kind of odd. But you know what? No way you're wearing a sweater.
I knew. This is the part where I
sort
of... So
what?
I'm
you're
pinching,
wearing a sweater?
I'm pinching my temples and I'm sort of leaning on the desk here. Snow Way. Yes, I knew you were going to get it in the show.
Snow Way, you're wearing a sweater,
yeah,
which is
I'm
very unusual. You're usually wearing, like, a t-shirt and carpenter's pants, and you're not even wearing those today,
no,
are you?
No, I usually wear stuff that I have to work in, because even a day when I'm doing office things or working on the show, I still have to do one thing. and I don't want to ruin my
nice
clothes.
He still has to do one thing. So he's not like laying in his own pool of drool on the couch watching football.
Oh, today that might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, I think you have been doing that. And also, you're wearing your hot cat boots, too.
That's right. The Micro Works boots
you were
by
out,
Cat Footwear.
You were out shoveling snow with Jack. Actually, I think Jack, our three-year-old, was shoveling all the snow. And you were probably just having a beer.
I wish, but, you know, I don't want to diminish that whole experience at all because he has this little shovel that I have for him. And he really did follow me around, and he did run down the street several times, frustrating. But we just kept saying over and over to each other, best helping job ever.
Yeah, and it was so super cute because he has a little shovel, and it's like a real little shovel, not like a little plastic one.
Yeah.
But it's like a, you know, a mini version. Like, he's like, Jack's like a mini version of Mark, and it's the sweetest thing for me to watch because I heart both of them. But you know what? Snow what? Let's talk about how to stay warm in the snow. We're going to talk about fireplace myths in this segment of our show.
Yes, that's right, of which there are many. Mm-hmm. And it's funny that that exists because fireplaces are always a desirable element when people are shopping
desirable
for
a home. Element. I like that. But you know what? Should we do the segment like they do on E, which they do So True, So False?
Well, I guess I would have to know what that is before I could say yes or no, but...
Well, it's like when they have two celebrities and you're saying, you know, is this person dating this other person? And they're like, so true, so false.
So true, like so false.
I saw one recently where it was so true and so false at the exact same time. I hope we have one of those in our fireplace myths.
Is Hugh Jackman really Wolverine? Yes and yes.
Yes and no. He is and he isn't at the exact same time. Okay, so I'm going to throw a myth to you.
Okay, this is about wood-burning fireplaces, just so we get everybody on the same page here. We all know what we're talking about. Not a gas appliance or a gas heater or anything, or a wood stove even. Fireplace.
Fireplace. Now, this is something that I've been asked many, many times in just like people ask all the time, does a fireplace really provide heat? Does it provide heat? Because some people think it doesn't. And some people think it does. Drum roll.
Okay, there's a drum roll.
Uh-huh.
And this
it's
is the part
where
I answer
it. It's a silent drum roll.
It,
like, you have to feel it in your soul. This is like our heart song, our marriage thing. You have to feel it inside of you.
I think I'm getting a virus.
You might have a virus.
So this is the part where I answer now?
Yeah. Does okay. A fireplace provides heat. So true, so false.
Does your wife just give a statement and expect you to know when to answer? If so, please email me at info@myfixituplife.com.
Mark, when
I
you
have
go
no
on
idea
a,
when to go.
When I've you asked, go on a game show, you have to be ready.
They have a thing that says go now.
They have the little song that plays and you write down on
Alex
your little card
Trebek
and you hold up your card.
Says the statement, Hubble Space Telescope. And then you answer with a question. You know when to go.
Hot fireplace.
Well, this is like so true, so false, all at the same time.
I knew it. I knew we would have a so true, so false.
Yes, they do provide heat. However, as we all learn in our elementary school chemistry classes, fire.
You had chemistry in elementary school. Where
yeah, I
did. You seriously?
Sister Jean Schneider in sixth grade. We had a little chemistry lab.
Oh, a lab inside of science class.
No, it was chemistry.
You had a chemistry
well,
whole
I guess
year?
I guess it was. I don't really know now. There's distilled water, though, and she caught me drinking it. And she wasn't happy.
You drank distilled water.
Yeah, it was a gag. Yeah. Funny Mark.
So, fireplace and heat.
Yes, they do provide heat. They provide radiant heat when the fire is burning. However, fire requires oxygen to burn, and where it gets that is the air that is already heated in your house. So in order for your fire to burn, it's consuming heated air. So yes, it creates heat, but it also eats heat.
It eats
so,
heat.
So it's probably costs more heat to run it than it provides as a heat source.
What if you don't have your heat on at all?
Then it will provide heat because it will... fire can't tell the difference between warm air and cold air. It just consumes oxygen.
So if your only heating source is your actual fire,
then you would be living about 270 years ago when fireplaces were the main source of heat.
There are people that live with just fireplaces, Mark?
Not many.
Not many.
No. No, not many. However, there is one thing you can do to enjoy the ambiance and extend the heat that the fireplace radiates into the room by getting what's called a fire back. And a fire back is two things.
A fire back.
Yeah.
One word?
Yes. And I think you can go to fireback.com to see them.
Okay.
And it's basically a very heavy piece of cast iron. You put it in the back of your fireplace.
Oh.
And it actually holds heat and radiates it out after the fire has gone out.
Really?
Yeah. And during the process too. Because most of the heat in a fireplace goes up the chimney.
Unfortunately.
Yes, as products of combustion.
Wow. So, like, you actually really, if you have that, and especially with a fireplace too, is to have a screen so you're safe.
Fireplace screen. Oh, you always want a fireplace screen.
Well, if you have that after the fire goes out and you have that hot behind the fire, little kid won't know that that's hot.
Sure.
Yeah, so you definitely want to keep that screen up.
That's right.
Yeah. I always think about little fingers. I do. They're really important to me. You know, as a mommy person, I'm always thinking about, you know, little people and their curiosity.
I don't. When are they out of my way?
No, you have my son. He's 3 years old.
When's he get...
He's shoveling the driveway
by himself.
You're
lucky he wasn't mowing grass today.
I saw him shoveling the grass, too.
He always doing great. Yeah. Best helping job ever.
So true, so false. A fireplace operates inefficiently.
Technically, yes, because it consumes heated air. That's inefficient. What you're getting with a fireplace is ambiance. But what a lot of people don't know who light...
Ambiance means romance.
Right.
Right?
Or a nice place to be. Yeah.
Romance.
Can be both.
You put the man in romance for
me. I know I do. Yeah. But, you know, most people don't use their fireplace as a heat source. They use it, you know, holidays or whatever, a couple times a year. What they don't know is when the fireplace is not in use is when it may be consuming most of the conditioned air in the house. Reason is...
Because it goes up the chimney.
Because it goes up the chimney. And even if you close the damper is steel or it's probably cast iron, it closes on a masonry shelf. So basically you've got two rigid surfaces that mate, but there's a giant like door or window standards, giant gap that air can just float right up.
That's probably not good feng shui either.
All year long. All year long. Yeah. So certainly during the heating season, you could be losing heat through your fireplace, even if the damper's closed.
That's why, you know, mommy people always say wear a hat.
Okay.
Because you lose heat go on your head.
You do. You lose heat coming out of your head. Completely
just like a chimney.
Completely unrelated to this. And
that's why Santa always wears a hat, doesn't
vastly.
He? Have you ever seen Santa without his hat on?
So if anybody wants to know anything about this.
You could also use Santa to also make sure
you park his sleigh on top of your chimney when you're not using
it. So what's the fix, Mark?
Well, there are two fixes.
Two fixes.
Inside, you could use fireplace doors, which are great anyway because you can open them during the fire and enjoy the ambiance and the heat. But when you go to bed and the fire's still smoldering, just close the doors and you've got a rigid, safe barrier between a fire that's going out and your house.
I like a barrier between a fire and my home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fix number two.
The other one, and this is probably better in terms of overall thermal efficiency, is what's called a top ceiling damper. And this is made by a company called Limance.
What? How do you spell that?
I'm looking because I looked before and I have to look again. It's L-Y-M, might be L-Y-E-M-A-N-C-E, Limance.com.
Okay.
And it's a top ceiling damper. It goes on the top of your chimney and it does actually close like a door with a rubber gasket. So when you open your fire and you open your damper, this also opens at the same time. Products of combustion. Smoke escapes. Then when you're done, you close this. So it's overall the most efficient use of your fireplace.
It's like a little hat.
It's exactly like a little hat if you wore it with a gasket.
If you wore it as a rubber hat.
That's right.
I guess it's like if you swim, you wear a rubber hat.
Lymance, so, L-Y-E-M-A-N-C-E.
I think we have time for just one more So True, So False.
Oh, good.
and the myth is you can't burn soft wood like pine.
Yes, and this was news to me too, but I learned from the National Chimney Sweep Guild that it doesn't matter. You can burn pine, which is a soft wood, or spruce, or Douglas fir, just as easily as and it's just as safe for your fireplace and your chimney as burning a hardwood like oak.
Oh, we have time for another one, if I can get to it right now. So true, so false. Unused chimneys don't need to be cleaned.
Ha. This is a good one. Even if you don't use your fireplace, or even once a year or whatever, you still need to take a look at it. And by take a look at it, I mean have a chimney sweep do it. One, because you may not know the last time it was cleaned. Say you just bought the house. Two, weird stuff happens to chimneys, like, not kidding, a basketball can get thrown down into it.
Or like little woodland creatures or something.
Nests can get built. The mortar can fail. There's all kinds of stuff. And when you're dealing with an open fire, you're ready to roll on safety.
I like safety.
I like safety too.
Well, yeah. And you want to make sure you have it cleaned out for when Santa comes rolling back around next December too.
Well, yeah, because, you know, he can't figure out how to get past the volleyball that's been stuck in the chimney. Santa, that's going to stump Santa. When Santa calls me, he says, you know what? I got stuck in the Jones residence.
Well, and we need to go to a break, darling.
Yes, we do. We'll be back with more of My Fix It Up Life. I
work. They wouldn't know my name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous, or I'd stand in my field. But in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci Slate and Shake Tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my handsome husband, Mark.
That's right, I'm wearing a sweater.
You are wearing a sweater, which is kind of odd, but you know what? No way you're wearing a sweater.
I knew. This is the part where
so
I sort
what?
Of... I'm
you're
pinching,
wearing a sweater?
I'm pinching my temples, and I'm sort of leaning on the desk here. Snow Way. Yes, I knew you were going to get it in the show.
Snow Way, you're wearing a sweater,
yeah,
which is
I'm
very unusual. You're usually wearing, like, a t-shirt and carpenter's pants, and you're not even wearing those today,
no,
are you?
No, I usually wear stuff that I have to work in, because even a day when I'm doing office things or working on the show, I still have to do one thing. And I don't want to ruin my nice clothes.
He still has to do one thing. So he's not like laying in his own pool of drool on the couch watching football.
Oh, today that might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, I think you have been doing that. And also, you're wearing your hot cat boots too.
That's right. The Micro Works boots
you were
by
out,
Cat Footwear.
You were out shoveling snow with Jack. Actually, I think Jack, our three-year-old, was shoveling all the snow. And you were probably just having a beer.
I wish, but, you know, I don't want to diminish that whole experience at all, because he has this little shovel that I have for him, and he really did follow me around, and he did run down the street several times, frustrating, but we just kept saying over and over to each other, best helping job ever.
Yeah, and it was so super cute, because he has a little shovel, and it's like a real little shovel, not like a little plastic one.
Yeah.
But it's like a, you know, a mini version. Like, he's like, Jack's like a mini version of Mark, and it's the sweetest thing for me to watch, because I heart both of them. But you know what? So what? Let's talk about how to stay warm in the snow. We're going to talk about fireplace myths in this segment of our show.
Yes, that's right, of which there are many. Mm-hmm. And it's funny that that exists, because fireplaces are always a desirable element when people are shopping
desirable
for a home.
Element. I like that. But you know what? Should we do the segment like they do on E, which they do So True, So False?
Well, I guess I would have to know what that is before I could say yes or no, but...
Well, it's like when they have two celebrities and you're saying, you know, is this person dating this other person? And they're like, so true, so false.
So true, like so false.
I saw one recently where it was so true and so false at the exact same time. I hope we have one of those in our fireplace myths.
Is Hugh Jackman really Wolverine? Yes and yes.
Yes and no. He is and he isn't at the exact same time. Okay, so I'm going to throw a myth to you.
Okay, this is about wood-burning fireplaces, just so we get everybody on the same page here. We all know what we're talking about. Not a gas appliance or a gas heater or anything, or a wood stove even. Fireplace.
Now, this is something that I've been asked many, many times in just like people ask all the time, does a fireplace really provide heat? Does it provide heat? Because some people think it doesn't. And some people think it does. Drum roll.
Okay, there's a drum roll.
Uh-huh.
And this
it's
is the part where
I answer it.
It's
a silent drum roll. It's like you have to feel it in your soul. This is like our heart song, our marriage thing. You have to feel it inside of you.
I think I'm getting a virus.
You might have a virus.
So this is the part where I answer now?
Yeah. A fireplace provides heat. So true, so false.
Does your wife just give a statement and expect you to know when to answer? If so, please email me at info@myfixituplife.com.
Mark,
I have no idea when to go.
When you go on a game show, you have to be ready.
They have a thing that says go now.
They have the little song that plays and you write down on your
Alex
little card
Trebek
and you hold up your card.
Says the statement, Hubble Space Telescope. And then you answer with a question. You know when to go.
Hot fireplace.
Well, this is like so true, so false, all at the same time.
I knew it. I knew we would have a so true, so false.
Yes, they do provide heat. However, as we all learn in our elementary school chemistry classes, fire.
You had chemistry in elementary school. Where
yeah, I did.
You seriously?
Sister Jean Schneider in sixth grade. We had a little chemistry lab.
Oh, a lab inside of science class.
No, it was chemistry.
You had a chemistry
well,
whole
I guess
year?
I guess it was. I don't really know now. There was distilled water, though, and she caught me drinking it. And she wasn't happy.
You drank distilled water.
Yeah. It was a gag. Yeah. Funny mark.
So fireplace and heat.
Yes, they do provide heat. They provide radiant heat when the fire is burning. However, fire requires oxygen to burn, and where it gets that is the air that is already heated in your house. So in order for your fire to burn, it's consuming heated air. So yes, it creates heat, but it also eats heat.
It eats heat.
So it's probably costs more heat to run it than it provides as a heat source.
What if you don't have your heat on at all?
Then it will provide heat because it will... Fire can't tell the difference between warm air and cold air. It just consumes oxygen.
So if your only heating source is your actual fire...
Then you would be living about 270 years ago when fireplaces were the main source of heat.
There are people that live with just fireplaces, Mark?
Not many. No. Mm-hmm. No, not many. However, there is one thing you can do to enjoy the ambiance and extend the heat that the fireplace radiates into the room... by getting what's called a fire back. And a fire back is two things.
It's fire back.
Yeah.
One word?
Yes. And I think you can go to fireback.com to see them.
Okay.
And it's basically a very heavy piece of cast iron. You put it in the back of your fireplace.
Oh.
And it actually holds heat and radiates it out after the fire has gone out.
Really?
Yeah. And during the process too. Because most of the heat in a fireplace goes up the chimney.
Unfortunately.
Yes, as products of combustion.
Wow. So, like, you actually really, if you have that, and especially with a fireplace too, is to have a screen so you're safe.
Fireplace screen. Oh, you always want a fireplace screen.
Well, if you have that after the fire goes out and you have that hot behind the fire, little kid won't know that that's hot.
Sure.
Yeah. So you definitely want to keep that screen up.
That's right.
Yeah. I always think about little fingers. I do. They're really important to me. You know, as a mommy person, I'm always thinking about, you know, little people and their curiosity.
I don't. When are they out of
my way?
No,
you have my son. He's 3 years old. He's shoveling the driveway by himself.
You're lucky he wasn't mowing grass today.
I saw him shoveling the grass, too.
He always doing great. Yeah. Best helping job ever.
So true, so false. A fireplace operates inefficiently.
Technically, yes, because it consumes heated air. That's inefficient. What you're getting with a fireplace is ambiance. But what a lot of people don't know who light...
Ambiance means romance.
Right.
Right?
Or a nice place to be. Yeah.
Romance.
Can be both.
You put the man in romance.
I know I do. Yeah. But, you know, most people don't use their fireplace as a heat source. They use it, you know, holidays or whatever, a couple times a year. What they don't know is when the fireplace is not in use is when it may be consuming most of the conditioned air in the house. Reason
is... Because it goes up the chimney.
Because it goes up the chimney. And even if you close the damper is steel or it's probably cast iron, it closes on a masonry shelf. So basically you've got two rigid surfaces that mate, but there's a giant by... like door or window standards, giant gap that air can just float right up.
That's probably not good feng shui either.
All year long. Yeah. So certainly during the heating season, you could be losing heat through your fireplace, even if the damper's closed.
That's why, you know, mommy people always say wear a hat.
Okay.
Because you lose heat go on your head.
You do. Right? You lose heat coming out of your head. Completely
just like a chimney.
Completely unrelated to this. And
that's why Santa always wears a hat, doesn't
vastly.
He? Have you ever seen Santa without his hat on?
So if anybody wants to know anything about this.
You could also use Santa to also make sure
that his sleigh on top of your chimney when you're not using
it. So what's the fix, Mark?
Well, there are two fixes.
Two fixes.
Inside, you could use fireplace doors, which are great anyway because you can open them during the fire and enjoy the ambiance and the heat. But when you go to bed and the fire is still smoldering, just close the doors and you've got a rigid, safe barrier between a fire that's going out and your house.
I like a barrier between a fire and my home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fix number two.
The other one, and this is probably better in terms of overall thermal efficiency, is what's called a top ceiling damper. And this is made by a company called Limance.
What? How do you spell that?
I'm looking because I looked before and I have to look again. It's Lyemance.com. Lyemance.com.
Okay.
And it's a top ceiling damper. It goes on the top of your chimney and it does actually close like a door with a rubber gasket. So when you use your fire and you open your damper, this also opens at the same time. Products of combustion. Smoke escapes, and then when you're done, you close this, so it's overall the most efficient use of your fireplace.
It's like a little hat.
It's exactly like a little hat if you wore it with a gasket.
If you wore it as a rubber hat.
That's right.
I guess it's like if you swim, you wear a rubber hat.
Lyemance, Lyemance.
I think we have time for just one more so true, so false.
Oh, good.
And the myth is you can't burn soft wood like pine.
Yes, and this was news to me too, but I learned from the National Chimney Sweep Guild that it doesn't matter. You can burn pine, which is a soft wood, or spruce, or Douglas fir, just as easily as and it's just as safe for your fireplace and your chimney as burning a hardwood like oak.
Oh, we have time for another one if I can get to it right now. So true, so false. Unused chimneys don't need to be cleaned.
Ha. This is a good one. Even if you don't use your fireplace, even once a year or whatever, you still need to take a look at it. And by take a look at it, I mean have a chimney sweep do it. One, because you may not know the last time it was cleaned. Say you just bought the house. Two, weird stuff happens to chimneys. Like, not kidding, a basketball can get thrown down into it.
Or like little woodland creatures or something.
Nests can get built. The mortar can fail. There's all kinds of stuff. And when you're dealing with an open fire, you're ready to roll on safety.
I like safety.
I like safety too.
Well, yeah, and you want to make sure you have it cleaned out for when Santa comes rolling back around next December, too.
Yeah, because, you know, he can't figure out how to get past a volleyball that's been stuck in the chimney. Santa, that's going to stump Santa. When Santa calls me, he says, you know what? I got stuck in the Jones residence.
Well, and we need to go to a break, darling.
Yes, we do. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life. Jumped off in the tree line.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life, and I'm feeling toasty.
You are feeling toasty because you're wearing a sweater, and so am I. And you know what a sweater does?
Yes, makes me look awesome.
Well, it's one of the things that I want to talk about in this segment, which is donning a sweater.
I don't know how to don anything.
Can actually save you money on your energy bills.
Yes, it's the little things and they add up.
They add up to big things. But even, you know, just putting on a sweater and then you can set your thermostat back just a couple of degrees can save you huge. Because, you know what? Do you know how much money we spend on average on our energy bills?
You talking to me personally in our house?
No, on average, just like in the United States.
Oh, what an average home consumes money-wise.
And this is according to the government, too, is that we spend about $2,200 a year on energy.
That's a lot of cash.
It's kind of incredible. And they also say that if you use a programmable thermostat, you can save like $180 a year. And $180 is like a lot of cash.
Yeah, that's like a movie.
It's like a movie. Where are you going to watch a movie?
Seriously, movies are so expensive. Not that I would know.
No, not that you would know. But $180. I mean, you could do a lot of cool stuff in life for $180.
Or a few cool things, yeah.
Yeah, you could buy like what? Like two or three Kindles, right? Because they're like $70 now.
Yes, or you could save it for your children's education.
You could do that.
Yeah,
as well.
You could do that.
Do you know how many hot sweaters I could buy for $180?
Two-thirds of one.
If I use my programmable, well, we use programmable thermostat. Therefore, I do have budget money to buy more hot sweaters.
Why aren't we rich?
Because we don't wear enough sweaters.
I'm going to get 10 sweaters. I'll be right back.
Well, you know, another thing that I learned recently, and this is a really good tip, guys, because if you keep your refrigerator full, it actually decreases the amount of energy that you need to keep your food cool.
Yes.
So a full fridge means that there's more cool things in the fridge so that they don't have to like cool down the air in the fridge.
It makes it what's called a heat sink.
Yes.
In other words, it makes all the stuff in there cold. Once all the stuff is cold, it makes it easier for the refrigerator motor. It doesn't have to do as much work.
Which is why you always want to keep the refrigerator closed. And all of the teenagers that like stand there in front of the refrigerator expecting new food to appear as you're standing there, that whole thing doesn't really work. And the other thing, too, that makes your refrigerator work harder is if you leave things that are open in your refrigerator. Like if you leave like drinks and cups of things, and if you leave it open, it's harder, takes longer for it to cool down and keep those items cool than if they're contained and closed.
How does anyone know that?
Scientists know stuff.
Scientists, that's made up.
That's a fairy tale. I read that in Cinderella. Now, another really cool thing that I learned, which kind of makes me feel good as a mommy person, because, you know, we rely on the microwave.
Oh, my God. When my mother used to come here, she would cook stuff, and it was awesome, but she'd reheat stuff on the stove.
Yes.
It tasted like it was just made, you know, the first time.
Are you trying
around
to say something about my cooking?
No, because I live in the microwave, too. And
you live in the microwave?
I eat everything. Everything's
Mark
microwave.
Mark actually lives inside the microwave. He's kind of cute in there.
It's ridiculous.
No,
I know.
But the microwave and the dishwasher are like really important fundamental parts of our life.
Yes.
But they both actually save us money on our energy bills.
Yes. Yes. And we should point out that we actually cook our food. But we cook it And then,
what do you mean we actually cook our food?
Well, I don't want to.
Do you think that we're just like?
No, I don't want to paint the picture
like eating
that
raw meat.
We're eating 50,000 lean cuisines and throwing the plastic thing in the garbage.
Oh no, we use it to reheat food.
Yeah, so we cook
to
whatever.
Warm things up.
Yeah. And then we eat leftovers pretty much constantly.
Are you afraid?
I basically have a pan that can cook a side of beef.
Are you afraid that people listening right now, that everyone listening is like, Mark doesn't cook. He
no.
just eats like those plastic meals.
I eat Hungry Man
and
dinners.
He lives inside the microwave.
When our kitchen was down, I ate so many Hungry Man dinners.
And our kitchen was down, not because it was depressed or anything, but because when we were remodeling it.
That's right.
When it was down.
Whatever.
Man down.
So, anyway, I ate so many of those things. And if you have a...
Hey, I did a lot of slow cooking.
Yes, you did.
I did. I used that constantly to make you yummy meals.
Oh, those things were great, too.
No, but a
Remember
microwave...
Remember the horrifying one I made with salmon and baked beans? That was the awfulest food
so listen to this.
Ever made.
So, Mark... You know, I was making a lot of these slow cook meals, you know, in the crock pot. And
salmon and baked beans.
And I would put baked beans with cheese and chicken or you know, just a combination of all different kinds of things. And so Mark took it upon himself to be inspired by putting different things in the crock pot. And he actually put this gorgeous piece of salmon.
Oh, it's awesome.
With a can of baked beans.
Not awesome.
And then... ate it. Like he ate all of it.
I don't think I could get through all of it, but I took a run at
it. I couldn't eat any of it.
There was broccoli in there too. So, which segues into your next point.
No, but a microwave.
Be a speedy chef.
A microwave. I've been trying to say this for like 5 minutes. It actually uses 2/3 less energy than your stove. So high five to the microwave.
That's right.
Yeah. And that's pretty cool. So, you know, we are wearing our sweaters.
And the reason we're not wearing parkas, however, though, is another good one. Lock your windows.
You know, Tony Eschmeyer from Simonton Windows.
Yeah.
He told us this 2 years ago, and we say it all the time.
It's ridiculous how much it works.
Every time I lock the windows in our house,
Eschmeyer.
I think of Tony.
Yes.
And it's just, it's odd to think of a person when you lock your windows, but... if you lock your windows, then it seals the window.
Yes.
And then the air can't come through. But if you don't lock your windows, you just close them, air's coming through.
Well, that's true. And the other thing is when you have a double hung window, and it's funny because I just did an interview with Men's Health magazine and used Tony's suggestion. What happens is when you raise and lower the window, like in the spring and summer, fall, whatever, both sashes can move a little. It looks like they're closed, but they're not. So when you go to lock it, if it won't lock and your window's open like a half inch and you still can't see it, it's still open. So imagine like your car window.
Yes, you can't see it because it's covering
over. It
goes
inside
the
housing, but it's still open.
Yeah, so lock your windows. It's a very important thing.
Yes, and we should point out full culpability that Jack's window's been open for like half the winter.
I closed it.
Yeah, but it was last week.
Yeah, yeah. That's when I noticed that it wasn't locked, you know?
When snow was coming in?
When snow was coming in.
Yeah,
when
parents.
He was building a snowman in the middle of his room, I was like, dude, why is your window locked? No, it's actually kind of cool. And another thing, too, is if you aren't home during the day, if you set your thermostat back like 10 degrees... while you're gone, you can save like 10% on your heating bills.
Right.
For a year.
Right, but not much more than that. You don't want to like turn it down to 60. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you don't want to turn it back 30 degrees because you're not saving any money because you then have to reheat all that air.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And then the other thing too about when you set your thermostat back too much is that you have to heat up all the stuff in your house, which is... you know, all of your furniture,
right.
all of that stuff takes longer. It's just like your refrigerator. All of the things, you know, keep all of the cold and the heat inside of them more than the air.
That's right.
That's
right.
How it
That's
goes.
Why people love.
That's scientists.
Scientists.
Aren't they awesome scientists?
That's why people go with the hydronic heating systems. I mean,
yes.
they're hard to use in a remodel application, but they heat up a concrete slab in the floor and make the whole place warm from the ground up.
I really want to have that.
Oh, There is a retrofit hydronic heating system, and I'm afraid to look into it just because, I mean, we still just need to finish the room. We put the door
in. You know,
in.
Mother's Day is just around the corner.
You want hydronic heating?
I don't know. Oh, here's another really cool tip that I didn't really know about, but I learned, I don't know, somewhere from the government, but that you use the heat settings on your dryer. You know all the heat settings on our dryer, Mark?
1,000 of them.
Okay. So if you use the one that says that shuts off when the clothes are dry.
The humidistat.
That's the best one to use. Because if you do time drying.
It's just going to dry
clothes. It's just going to keep going and going and going and going forever.
Right. Or not enough.
Well, it'll go until the time runs out.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Unless you set it for forever. If you have that setting on your dryer,
I'm going to run into the laundry room and check for the forever setting.
The forever setting?
Yeah.
That's like our love.
That's right. I do love you, but you are weird.
I'm not weird. I'm actually kind of regular. Oh, you know, remember when we were shopping for our refrigerator?
Yes.
And, you know, we were talking about, I don't know which one of us said that the freezer on the bottom.
Oh, I love the freezer on the bottom, but a certain
kind. Oh, that was you.
Certain kind of freezer on the bottom.
Okay. And then I said that freezer on the bottom is less efficient.
I think I remember this, yeah.
And then we got the side-by-side.
Right.
But you know that the freezer on the bottom really does cost more to operate.
Does it really?
And you know what else costs more to operate?
No.
That old refrigerator that people keep in their garages.
Oh, the famous beer fridge,
yeah.
Or overflow fridge.
The overflow, like, storage fridge. Like, that big old, like, not a new, like, fridge that you would get for, like, a bar or,
those
like,
are probably not Energy Star rated. If they are, they're certainly older and not as efficient as a new unit.
Well, and according to Energy Star, you know, they say that that old refrigerator is probably costing you like $150 a year to operate.
It's a lot of cash.
So is that really worth it?
So unless the thing's jam-packed with food you need.
Yeah, unless you're like a caterer or something.
Well, yeah, unless you need it. You have a big family.
A ginormous family. Yeah, you need to have an extra refrigerator. But if you're just like storing stuff for...
like you might use it someday.
Or it's just like the refrigerator for all the like soda and beer.
Right.
Unless, I don't know, unless you're going to have a big party. We should have more parties.
Yes, that's a good segue to us having more parties.
Well, another thing, too, is shorter showers. We're always all over Alexi about this one, our 10-year-old.
Yes, it is, and hot water is expensive.
If you cut your shower from 30 minutes to 10 minutes, she doesn't take a 30-minute shower, but she takes sometimes a 20-minute shower.
She gets lost in there sometimes. I think she just likes it, you know?
I think she just kind of meditates.
I was sick a couple of weeks
ago. I think she might actually have an out-of-body experience while she's in the shower.
Well, I hope her body's making her lunch and stuff.
Because she's tiny. It does not take that long to wash her. Like, she doesn't have really long hair or anything. So, like, I don't know what she's doing in there. And she's only 10, so she doesn't have to do all the stuff that grown ladies have to do in the shower.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So, I don't know what she's doing other than enjoying it.
She's having an out-of-body experience.
I went in there once, though, recently when I was ill. And hot water coming out was fantastic. You know what else is fantastic? The break we're going to take. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
How was the break?
It was nice.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Kit Kat Bar?
Kit Kat Bar, right.
Yeah. You don't know that one?
Now, isn't that really another song, like, from the 50s?
Probably.
you know, that they rewrote the lyrics to?
I don't know. I don't remember the 50s so much.
You told it to me.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No.
You said you recognized the song.
No, it must have been some other gorgeous girl that told you that.
Yeah, my friends at the gym. Yeah.
Oh, that's so great, honey. That's
anyway.
Really nice. Yeah, I'm very excited because you know what we're going to do right now?
Yes, I do. But
no way. We're going to give away a really cool prize. What better way to make yourself all warm and cozy on the inside? Well, maybe a nice cup of coffee or a mocha. That would be pretty cool, too. But to win a really cool chainsaw.
Oh, this thing's awesome.
Who wants to win a chainsaw?
And cordless drill, rotary hammer, and the world-famous jaw horse.
Yes. You know, every time I think about a chainsaw, you know what I think of?
Stump grinding.
That one time that we were at a beach somewhere, and we were driving along. I think we had parked because we were going to go look at something or do something. And there was a guy that was having trouble using his chainsaw. And you heard it. Like, it was like Batman or something. Like, all of a sudden, he just, like,
does a stance.
And he's like, I hear a man having trouble with a chainsaw. And then it was like you looked around and you saw him. And it was like one of those movies or cartoons where you see the, like, telescopic vision or something. Beep, 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 beep. And then you zoomed in on him. And you went over to him. You jumped over the fence to where the guy was. And then you helped him, like, start his chainsaw.
You know, I don't recall helping him.
You don't remember?
No. I recall everything leading up to that except helping him. Did I get his saw started?
Yeah, you did.
I must be pretty good at chainsaw stuff.
I think because you went into that intergalactic, like, I don't know, superhero mode. And then it came over you in a wash. And then you blacked out. You became, like, super carpenter man. And then you helped him with your cape. Did you see the cape that came flying out of the back of your shirt?
I have a similar model chainsaw.
I know.
Yeah.
And then you had, you were able to help him.
But with the works chainsaw, you're not going to have that problem because it's electric.
No, you aren't going to have the problem where you'll need Mark to jump over your fence to help you. And do you want to say who won or do you want me to say who won?
You know, I want to say it, but I'm afraid I'm going to say it wrong.
I'm just going to say her first name. It's a woman.
Sweet.
Cynthia.
With the world's longest email address.
We're not going to give out her email address.
We don't have time. We'll
run
out of show.
From North Carolina, Kannapolis.
That's a great name.
I know.
I think.
From North Carolina. Cynthia, you won. Congratulations. I am so excited. And I want to see these tools in action.
Yes. I want to see you make the reindeer that actually inspired this whole thing.
Or the snowman that I saw.
Oh, that one was awesome, too.
That was very cool.
Or you cleaning up your yard.
And for everyone who didn't win, you have to go and check out these tools. Go to Works and go to Rockwell Online and check out them. I mean, they're awesome.
WorksYardTools.com.
Yes.
RockwellToolsDirect.com.
Yes.
Yes.
We follow them on Twitter.
They're all there. Those guys are great.
They're hilarious, too.
I mean, they really do make some great tools, but they're also nice guys. I mean,
and then they had the most hilarious holiday video card that they sent out, too.
It's preposterous.
Where, like, this guy opens up the, you know, there's a family setting. It's all nice and everyone's happy and there's a tree. And he opens up the box and what did he get?
Works chainsaw.
And what is he?
No, it was the jaw saw.
The jaw saw.
Which is the limb cutting saw.
And then he wanted to go outside to use
it. Desperate to use it right now.
But they didn't want him to use it. The family wanted him to stay inside. So then the next thing you know, he's like cutting down the tree.
He's limbing the Christmas tree. I'm going to use it. I'm using it.
And the tree's decorated. It's so funny. These guys are hilarious. You have to check out their tools because they're good tools.
They're good tools.
And they're good people.
The bottom line.
Well, I'm kind of wanting, like, I'm kind of in the mood for, like, a really cool tip. Like, do you have a cool tip to share with everyone?
I've got tips all over the place.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, a popular winter project is painting.
Oh, that's a good project to do inside.
Can't go outside. You know, everything's wet or snowy or whatever. So it's a good time to paint your whatever room you want to do. But the thing is with painting is one of the things that makes a successful paint job is staying clean, keeping your tools clean. And people under clean stuff or they think they're being cool and they'll take their paintbrush, they'll wrap it in some aluminum foil and stick it in the fridge while they have lunch, thinking they're outsmarting the paint.
Outsmarting paint.
The paint is still drying. It's coagulating on the bristles of the brush. You're going to get way more mileage out of your brush, your paint, and your job if you take roughly the same amount of time and clean it a few times a day.
You know, seriously, it does take a long time to go and find the aluminum foil or whatever it is you're going to wrap it up in and make sure it's totally wrapped up and then put it in a spot. Then to just, like, walk over to your utility sink. Or if you don't have a utility.
If you don't have one, that's a different story.
But if you don't have a utility sink, you can go into your bathtub or your shower or whatever. Yeah. And, like, clean it out.
Now, conversely, rolling up a roller in aluminum foil during a lunch break does make sense. Because there's just so much paint in there that it won't dry. You don't have to stick it in the fridge and don't do it overnight.
Oh, you could also goof on your friends that you bought them a sub or something.
You don't take it off the frame.
But do you get you know,
yes,
going with
I,
that?
I get it. I get it.
Hey, Jimmy, I got you something. And then you open it up and it's their paint roller.
And the thing about cleaning a paintbrush, first, I'm preach get a good one. Secondly, you also want to use a brush comb. So you clean it out in the sink, use hot water, and then comb the bristles out after.
We use that all the time.
Yeah, because paint goes up inside the ferrules. That's what they're called, ferrules. And the best way to get it out of there is to get in with a comb. That'll help get the paint out so that when you go to cut in a nice edge, you're not fighting a brush that's got stuff all over it.
And that's not good.
Yeah, it's already hard enough.
How frustrating is it when you're trying really hard to do your best work and then there's a piece of goo that gets inside your paint?
Yeah, and nobody wants to do it. I understand. I don't want to do it, but
I actually like brushing the paintbrushes because it kind of brings me back to the days of playing with Barbie dolls and little dolls.
Well, then you can paint brush.
But you know what I mean?
Brushes.
It's the same kind of like nice, meditative. But you know what? I used to brush my
nice and meditative.
Yeah.
How much time do you think there is to clean a paintbrush?
I think it's meditative to brush someone's hair.
Well, you can brush my hair while I cut in the crown mold. Come on with me. I'm on a ladder.
But I say, like,
why are you brushing my hair? I like the back brushed.
No, but when you clean out the paintbrush and, you know, you brush it out, isn't that meditative?
Again, I want to finish the paint job in my lifetime. You're over there just like, having a meditative moment.
It is. It makes you feel good. That's one of the things I like about home improvement is that it's satisfying and it's fun.
It's true.
Yeah.
And honestly, I do love taking care of
tools.
I'm
not trying to win at home improvement.
I am.
Really?
I want it done.
You
want
to win.
I love
Is it man versus home? Is that your whole deal?
That's our new show.
Man v. Home.
Yeah, me versus your house. I'm coming over in 5 minutes. And we're going to break.
He'll break his chainsaw with it.
Back with me versus my fix-it-up life right after this.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
And you are inside my fix-it-up life. And you know what, honey?
Yes, we just had a very hot, off-the-air conversation about the difference between the old TV show, That Girl, and the new TV show, New Girl.
Yes, and I like both of them, but Mark kind of likens me to the character on The New Girl.
The New Girl, mm-hmm. Who can sometimes, she sees a tangent, she runs the other way to find several more tangents that bring her back to that tangent.
Well, and you're just like the character that they cut from the show that was in
Typical.
The pilot.
Yeah.
The character, the coach, if you saw the pilot, that's my husband.
Oh, the guy, I don't know what he was doing, but it was like, he just walked up to someone and said, don't talk to me.
He is kind of a little abrupt, and that's just kind of like, yeah. But you know what? If you guys have tips to save money on your energy bills or any other kind of like questions about
painting
fireplaces
tip,
or anything,
questions.
go to Facebook, post them up, send us a message on Twitter. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Email us at info@myfixituplife.com.
We love that, too. You love that a lot.
Also, check out our videos on YouTube.
Yes.
And join us for another episode of My Fix It Up Life.
You twist it like it tastes to candy. You get a feeling fancy to settle your itch. For the hell of it is why you try.